Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, every kid needs vitamin N, and there has to be order in the family. I mean, if you're a single mom, you're the captain of the ship. If you're married, you're co-captains of the good ship family. And yes, you're out there on the sea of life, and I realize the storms come up and the waves can be big, but my question is, do you have a port of call? And you only have these kids under your roof for roughly 18 years. In fact, the other day I was answering a question on the air. It was actually on television. And they said, well, I got a 14-year-old who's just got a smart mouth and is very disrespectful to me, et cetera. What do I do? And I said, I'll tell you what could really help you. Toilet paper. I wish you could have seen the expression on the host's face when I said toilet paper. I said, I want you to go get 18 sheets of toilet paper, double ply. And I want you to sit your 14-year-old down and say, honey, we need to talk. I want you to raise these sheets. They're still attached to each other in front of your 14-year-old. And I want you to count 14 of them off and drop them to the floor. It leaves you standing with four pieces of toilet paper. Now the conversation starts like this. Honey, you've got four more years to serve in this prison. And quite frankly, prison life here isn't going too well for you or for us. And we're at a precipice where some things have to change because we're about done with what's going on here. Now, in these next 4 years, they can be really cool years. When you're 16, you could actually have the privilege of driving the family car that we insure and we own. But if you think mom and dad are going to give the keys to the car to a kid that is not respectful and helpful in the home and doesn't do a good job in school, you got another thing coming, because that's never going to happen. The other thing I want to remind you about, honey, is in 4 years, someone is going to look at a computer screen or look at an 8x11 piece of paper. It's going to have some numbers on it and your name, and they're going to make all kinds of decisions about you. And those decisions that that person makes about you is going to affect where you live, what kind of home you live, what kind of car you drive, what kind of clothes you wear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I call that life mapping. Not that we're going to, you know, map the life out for the kid. That never works. But I think you have to bring the reality to a kid's face that, you know, this isn't working. And then you begin this process of giving a kid vitamin N. Hey, Dad, can I go here? Hey, Mom, can I go there? No. Very glibly, not getting into a fight and a hassle, remembering that fighting is an act of cooperation. You're really giving a State of the Union address to your kid.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.